Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
I watched the funniest thing two nights ago. It was it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I was like, what should I watch? I went on YouTube TV, and it was Stephen Colbert, his late night talk show. For some reason, it was so funny because Megan Thee Stallion was on it, and she just did like a Zoom. It was just so funny because like she was on it for like 5 minutes, and it was funny watching it because like he kind of has like an older audience, I'm guessing. And then it was just funny how she was on it because like they said like, and she like made like this viral dance for her song called Body, and then it was just so funny because it showed the dance like body yada yada. It was just funny, like it's so funny thinking about a 70-year-old watching that and being like, what? Like just like fun, like body yada, yada. Like that sound obvious, like even to me.
Oh
like,
yeah,
like, this has to be like just so funny.
Body yada 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 yada. Honestly, it gets stuck in your mind. She knows how to do it.
Yeah. Wait. We already are starting the podcast.
Oh yeah,
this is the beginning. Oh my gosh, I was just in the, not that it's different, but I was just like, this is a convo, but this is a convo.
So put on your character.
Oh yeah, let me put on my Jacob mask.
How are y'all doing? Welcome to the Bro Show, the international web show that's been a sensation ever since the day it dropped.
Yeah, hello. My name is Jacob, and what's your name?
Okay, did you guys say your name? We should leave pauses in this whole podcast so like we can act like they're talking too.
We should not do it over Zoom, and we just both film ourselves talking for an hour and piece it together. And see how it goes.
Wait, we have to do that as a prank 1 week, where we both film 1 hour separately, and then just put it together and see if it works.
Oh, because who knows, like maybe we would just be on the same wavelength that day, and it might sound like we're having a conversation, but obviously it'd be like a super awkward conversation.
Oh, we need to try that. I hope everyone's doing good. We're still doing the podcast remote over the Zoom. This is the most I've used Zoom during this whole pandemic.
Yeah, I honestly didn't use Zoom. No, I think I used it. I think we used it once for like a podcast thing, but other than that, no.
Oh yeah. But even before we did their podcast remote, all I saw was our family. Now all I've been seeing is Matthew. So like when I see other people, like I wonder like, will I forget how to socialize, do you think?
I don't think you will.
Oh yeah. Also like it hasn't been like that even like weird. So maybe like I have the just body and mind of someone who's made to be a hermit.
That's so funny. But like it's like I guess I'm around I'm not only around one person, so it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're wearing Charlie XCX merch right now.
Oh yeah, vroom vroom, vroom vroom. Bitches know they can't catch me. I am representing Charlie XCX. If that's crazy that some of the listeners probably have never heard Vroom Vroom by Charlie XCX, and you just have to expose yourself to it.
Yeah, I think that was the first song that I've ever listened to that introduced me to like electro PC pop. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, like PC music or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, but okay. Well, I do know. Like, I just love that type of music because
I know.
I just love how it sounds like you're in like it. You're a factory machine.
The best thing about it is this song was so iconic that it came out like in 2015 or something like that. And I bought this merch a month ago. Like, she just dropped merch for it because like it's still just, you know, so iconic. She had to make shirts for it.
Oh yeah, it's like it's a classic.
But I remember the first time I listened to Vroom Vroom, because like obviously I knew who Charlie XCX was because she had all those like radio songs. But then this was like a whole new genre of music. And when I heard Vroom Vroom, I remember being like, this is so cool. Remember, like, it almost made me feel like anxious because I was like, there's so much going on. Like, I feel like my brain's gonna go into overload. But I ended up liking the feeling.
Because I remember the first time I listened to it, I wasn't used to all these sounds. And now when I listen to it now, sometimes I go back to that first listen, like remember how I felt. And every now and then, I think it's during the chorus, it sounds like a block of bricks is dropping on a cement ground. And I remember listening to it, like after listening it to months and being like, this is so weird that I'm used to that sound of just bricks dropping on the cement.
That's why I love her music, because you always will be guaranteed that while you listen to the song, it'll sound like your speakers are breaking. Because like it'll sound like someone's putting a knife through the speaker and just like moving it around, like machines are having sex and just like metal is scraping and falling and just being combusted.
Yeah, it's a lot. I also like it because it kind of gets me in the mood where it's like, I'm a machine, and then it makes me feel like cool. You know?
Oh, for sure. Okay, don't you have like a really sad story time to tell everyone?
Yeah, I was just about to get into that because I decided to do 3 days of vlogs because I don't ever like actually daily vlog. So I was like, let's just see how this goes.
Oh yeah,
just,
you've been doing Vlogmas.
Well, 3 days of it. So like a shitty version.
Oh yeah. It's actually weird watching your videos now since we haven't seen each other in a month, because now I just feel like a fan now, because I'm like, oh, I don't really know him, you know? So I'm just watching like, who is this person?
Wait, who is this? It's so weird that he lives like near me though.
How has it been vlogging your entire life?
So I'm done with the 3 days that I'll uploaded, but it felt like when I was vlogging, I had to do more, which was cool. Like it felt like I had I have to get coffee today and I can't drink coffee at the house just because I'm vlogging.
Oh yeah, sort of like the life of reality star.
Yeah, it felt like there was a few moments where it was like, yes, I'm filming myself. It's my opinion. It's my option. But it's like the cameras just won't go away. I'm joking. I didn't feel like that. But I just decided to vlog my day and just, I guess I just literally showed what I did. But someone said something about you running makes you not relatable anymore. And rather one of those soccer boys who made fun of me in middle school. So I went on a run one of the days, and then I lost one of my viewers, and probably there's another 5 viewers who felt the same.
Oh, yeah. There's hundreds of viewers who didn't comment, but yeah, they saw it. Because in your vlog, you went on a run, and then you even went as far to like share with your audience that you bought specific running clothes. So like that means you're actually an athlete, and they were just like really turned off.
An athlete. Yeah, but I can't show that side of my life anymore.
I know.
Because it makes me seem like a bully.
Yeah, because like, yeah, you're an athlete who like makes fun of people now.
Yeah, but when I got that comment, I just was like, I just thought it was so funny because I was like, I thought these vlogs are just like showing my life, but I didn't know it would like trigger someone, and I'm sorry for triggering.
You actually want to reveal to the bro show like how much of an athlete you are though, because Jacob actually goes on runs. Didn't you go on a 15-mile run one day for no reason?
Oh yeah, I did go on a 15-mile run once, but I feel like I shouldn't be saying I'm an athlete right now because I'm actually on a break.
But 15 miles, like that's to the point where you can't pretend to be one of us anymore. Like, unfortunately, you've crossed over to like the Olympics world.
Yeah, I guess a few months ago, since like the gyms were closing, you know, were closed, they're still out closed basically. But I decided, like I always have ran, but then I was like, I'm gonna run more because I like was on this running Reddit and like all these other people ran. So then I decided to run longer distances, and
Oh my God, the running Reddit motivated you? Because people were like, yeah, I did 10 miles and you were like, bitch, I'm going to do 15.
Because there was all these people that were saying like, just like saying their experiences with running. So then it just inspired me. But the tea is that I actually overdid it. So now my knee is like when I run, it hurts a little bit. So I kind of have to take a break.
Oh my God. You ran your body to the ground?
Yeah, so I haven't gone to the doctor. I'm just, so this is no, this isn't a medical segment. This is just me. So I went on a long run 3 days in a row, which I don't think, like, I think you're supposed to go on a long run once a week. This is just me.
Yeah, give your body time to rest.
Yeah, but I was like, I just want to go on a long run 3 days in a row. And then on the last run, my knee hurt, but I was like, I'm just going to go on the run because I want to just like, I already said I was going to do it, so I'm going to do it. And then my knee started holding and it still kind of hurts. So.
Wait, so now how long are you going to take off?
I guess till it feels better. Like it doesn't hurt, but it just feels like a little bit weird. So I just don't want to make it worse if it is something bad.
Oh my God, that's so Jacob's athlete update of the week.
I felt so embarrassed talking about that whole story because I felt like there was actual runners watching being like, bitch.
I mean, you are an actual runner, but I feel embarrassed because I remember when you started running and our other sister was running and I was like, oh, I should probably start running too to like kind of fit in with the rest of the family. But I would go on like 3 mile runs and even my knees started hurting. So my knees broke after 3 miles. You were going at least 15 miles.
Oh yeah. So I think it was just, I ran too many days in a row. I think when you start running, you get the DOMS or whatever people call them. So maybe if you cut it, I don't know, it might go away.
That stands for delayed onset muscle soreness. I can't believe we just both go to school for fitness and just turn this into a fitness motivation podcast.
Oh yeah, saying like you can do it, and like the first 5 minutes is like us crying, saying like I didn't know I could do it.
Yeah, but instead of going to college, we'll probably just take like a 2 week online course.
And, I know that's the type of mood I'm in. Like, I'm not going to go to fitness college for 4 years. I'm just going to watch a few YouTube videos, look at the few Reddit posts and see what other people are doing.
And then just call myself like a specialist. Like, I won't say I'm a physical trainer or a physical therapist, but I'll say like, I'm very knowledgeable in it. So take my advice with a grain of salt.
Oh yeah, just you're an expert, but you're not a licensed expert.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. By the way, on TikTok, I was on this weird algorithm where this girl was talking about like intuitive eating or something. And then I went to her profile and she said, oh, I forgot which one it was, but she was saying the difference between nutritionists and dietitians. And I don't remember which one it was, but one of them doesn't mean anything. I guess anyone can say that. I think it might be nutritionist.
For real?
Or maybe it's diet. I don't know, you guys, but one of those words, Google it, because one of those pretty much just anyone can say they are. So I decided I'm going to change my channel into like the dietitian.
Because there's this one, so you guys don't know who I'm talking about, so this isn't drama. There's this one dietitian that I watch sometimes on YouTube because she talks about other people's diets and I just want to watch her talk about them. But she said she went to schooling. So I don't, maybe it's the one that you're not talking about then that she is.
Oh yeah. It says, I Googled it, guys. So don't worry. Nutritionist is the one where you don't need as much education, but registered dietitians tend to have more education and credentials. Cause this girl on TikTok was basically saying like, I had to go to college and I had to study under this thing. It passed by this board. And then she was saying, but a nutritionist, you literally just go online and put it in your bio and ba-bang, you're a nutritionist.
Oh, okay. That reassures me because the YouTube one I'm talking about says dietitian.
Oh, yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's a legit one. So that's good. You guys, it's around the holidays. We're all shopping online like crazy, buying so much stuff on the World Wide Web. You know, we all want to save money. So we try to find those promo codes to apply during checkout. But thanks to Honey, who's sponsoring this podcast, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past, Honey.
Yeah, I was on Urban Outfitters last week. I got this blue sweater. It looked really cool. And then I used Honey, and it got me $10 off. It was really great. It felt like there was no work involved.
Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. So once you attach it to your browser, it'll automatically search for promo codes and probably work pretty much everywhere you shop online.
When I was on Urban Outfitters, I had it in my cart. I clicked apply coupons, and boom, it got the coupons, and I didn't have to do any searching.
Honey has over 17 million members, and they've saved over $2 billion for their members in total.
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on the savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds.
And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. A free way to save money. Thanks, Honey, for sponsoring. But back to you being a Vlogmas vlogger. I've watched Vlogmas for like 4 years. I always watch like all of the Vlogmas girlies. And yeah, they always tend to have breakdowns. Even this year, it was 1 week into Vlogmas and the Vlogmas girls were breaking down. So like, you only did 3 days, but could you see yourself like having a breakdown from how the stress of it?
Okay, so I don't know if it would have been from the stress of it, but after the 3 days, like, like I just didn't want to do it anymore because it felt weird filming everything. Like it felt like I couldn't, this sounds so annoying just because it's like just a little daily vlog that I did, but like it felt like when I was like eating lunch, like I had to film it, but I'd rather just eat lunch.
Oh, then these people do that for 25 days straight.
Yeah. So I honestly like want to give them a plaque or something because me doing it for 3 days, I was like, oh, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'd be down to do it like every once in a while, but yeah, them doing it for 24 days, like, they deserve a plaque.
I know. I want to do it 1 year. 1 year, I'm going to have to make a separate vlog channel and do Vlogmas. And I just want to, like, experience the breakdowns and, like, have a thumbnail of me crying and just, like, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And then if you do it, you should for sure have someone else edit it because it's the classic thing where if you watch yourself too much, you start to hate yourself.
Oh, my God. If you guys, that's the struggle of being a YouTuber, because I'm not kidding, after you edit videos of yourself and you see so much footage of yourself and you've been editing for like 3 hours straight or 5 hours straight, you just start to just be like, this video sucks, my whole personality sucks.
Oh yeah, because I am the type of person to edit something and then I realize I'm saying like the same sayings and phrases. And then I'm like, oh, I hate myself. I say the same thing. Like, I don't hate myself. I'm like, why do I do that?
I know. That's why, like, thank God we don't edit this podcast because we literally don't cut anything out most of the time unless we accidentally say something horrible and then we'll cut it out, you know? But for the most part, we just upload it, which is good because the first time I had a podcast, Important Stuff with Lucas, some people say they listen to it. So thank you for supporting that podcast too. I had to quit it after a while because I literally would edit every episode and I would watch hours of myself talking and I was like, okay, I decided that I might quit everything.
So when you edited it, did you cut some parts out and stuff? Like you were like actually doing the whole
thing.
Remember
then, like I would just notice how much I was just annoying. I felt like I was interrupting people and I was like, I can't do this anymore. Then I'd be like, yeah, this whole episode's so boring. Cause like, you know, you watch so many episodes of yourself and you're just like, yeah, it's done. And I think I'd watch each podcast twice because I would watch it once, edit it, and then I would rewatch it. And I was like, oh, that's a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just like, especially with a podcast, that's like an hour of you talking.
Yeah. So I totally understand the Vlogmas breakdowns.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If you're doing it for 20 days, like that's intense.
It always seems like all these Vlogmas girls, like after Vlogmas, they take like a 1 month break from the internet.
Oh, they have to de-cleanse themselves.
Yeah,
cleanse like, themselves.
I'm done. But what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was watching a little bit of Chelsea Handler's special. It reminded me of it because she said something about cleansing herself. Have you? Well, I'm assuming you haven't because you would have told me about it. But she was talking about how LA isn't a good place for last people, but even an hour thing, like you went to like a hour or something or a day like retreat, or did you never do that? You were there for like you know.
Wait, sorry,
did you
glitched.
Do that or no?
Sorry, you glitched. Oh, we're doing this remote, everyone. So basically what I heard was Chelsea Handler. What did she say?
She said that if you're in LA and you're last, it isn't a good place because people like do these like day or hour retreats, I guess you'd call them. But did you ever go to one of those? I'm assuming not, but might as well ask.
No, I didn't. I remember I wanted to though. Cause remember I wanted to go to, there was this thing in Malibu where like you spend a weekend without your phone and for some reason you have to pay $3,000 to do that when you could just do it at your house. But I did want to do something like that. Cause it would be fun to do that. Like in Katy Perry went to some weird thing in like the desert where like she found herself.
Oh yeah. So like I would totally be down for like, I feel this sounds so funny, but I feel like a weekend isn't long enough. Like if I'm going to do it, I want to do it for like a week.
Oh yeah. I remember, people who I did improv classes with, like some people said one day, like for some reason we were talking about silent retreats and yeah. They did retreats where it was, some people did 1 week where you just can't talk for 1 week. Some people said they did like 2 weeks to a month of literally not talking. And apparently, I don't know what it's supposed to do, but something spiritual happens or you probably go crazy because you haven't been talking and then you have a realization or something, but something happens if you don't talk.
Yeah, because I don't even know the logistics behind it, but I feel like if for a month you didn't talk, I don't know if it's a good way or a bad way, but I'm just going to say it's a good way. I feel like something in your mind would like change. Like I already feel great, but I feel like something would...
But I actually think I would never go on a silent retreat. I would never do it because I know I'd pay the $1,500 for the 1 week retreat and for 24 hours and I know I'd quit. I'd be like, sorry guys, but I have to go. Like I cannot deal with
that. Oh, if for some reason I went to this thing during this pandemic that we're experiencing, I actually couldn't do it because I know like 2 days in, if it was a 7 day thing, I'd be like, wait, I actually like need to talk to people because like what if someone I know died? So then so when things are better, I'd be down. But during like this time, I'd be like scared that like something really big happened to the government or something.
If there's like a mini 1 day one, like what 24 hours would be fun. Like you get there at 7 a.m. and you do all these weird yoga things all day and like silent handshakes and like you just hug people in silence and but then the next day you get to leave. I'd be so down for that. But anything more than a day, I'd be like, you guys, like, I don't care if I can't get a refund, but I'm unfortunately getting the hell out of here.
But I still want to go on a 7 day one sometime.
But I actually think that did happen to, I want to say like Jared Leto or something. At the beginning of the pandemic, he was in like some weird spiritual retreat. And then he came out and was like, yeah, like, I know it's been 1 month, but like I just found out about the pandemic because I've been in a retreat this whole time.
Oh yeah, that did happen. I remember hearing about that.
Oh yeah, but that is so true that LA has so many things like that. I think it's because like everyone moves there. A lot of people move there to be in the entertainment industry, and like there's just no guarantees with it, and everyone feels like so much pressure. They want to go to a psychic to reassure them like it's all going to be okay. So. It totally makes sense how there's more of that there.
Yeah. What I've always been curious about, because like people always say like, if you're like LA isn't a good place if you're last, like how many people, like, I just want to know the number. I want someone to tell me like how many people in LA are like trying to make it, like, but only in LA, not anywhere else. I just want to know, like, is it 10,000? Is it 100,000? It's for sure more than 10,000, but is it like 1 million? Is it 2 million? Or is it only like 50,000.
I don't know. I feel like if you actually get down to actually trying, it might not be that big of a number. Cause I feel like a lot of people might move there and like say like, oh, I'm going to try, but then they just don't, you know?
Oh yeah. They get like stop partying or something.
Yeah.
They
go to one silent retreat and then like cut off their phone and like their family doesn't know where they are. And it's been 5 years and they're part of a cult.
Oh yeah. Something else that would be funny is going on a silent retreat but just by yourself and saying like, yeah, I just booked a motel in Kansas and I'm gonna go for like a month and I threw my phone out the window, but like I'll be back in a month, I have a calendar, but like I threw my phone away. Like that would just be funny because like it seems so like it doesn't seem like anything's gonna happen because like there's not anything backing you up.
Oh yeah. But next time you want to go to Chipotle, this actually only affects one Chipotle, but I saw an article in the New York Post that I have to tell you guys about.
What?
New York City there's a Chipotle that was riddled with rats as big as cats. That rhymed. Rats as big as cats. There's a photo in the New York Post article, and the rat is hanging on by its tail. This guy's holding it with a bag, a Chipotle bag, and it goes from his belt of his pants past his knee. That's a big-ass rat.
I was just about to say the same thing. That's a big-ass rat. I see the picture right now.
I know. I just want to tell you guys about the distress that the people working at this rat-ridden Chipotle have been dealing with. The article said workers at an Upper Manhattan Chipotle restaurant say they've been fighting a losing battle against hordes of hungry rats and a management team that let the infestation get so bad that four staffers have been bitten by the massive rodents. Like, what? Can you imagine? If I saw that rat that size, I would have to quit. So power to these workers for not quitting and being like, I can't deal with this if there's literally rats bigger than cats here.
So the rat was just walking on the ground, or was it in the bag?
Oh, it wasn't just one. First of all, they closed indefinitely last month because the rats ate the effing computer system. So they didn't have a working computer system that would tell them what orders were coming in from online. So they had to shut down because the rats, it got to the point where, because I think at first they were like, whatever, we can deal with this. Like, but then it literally ate their computer. So they're like, we have to close, unfortunately.
So is the reason why there's so many rats in New York is because there's no space for them to live? So they just resort to going into these businesses and
shit? No, because it said they saw one. They saw some rats and they were like, whatever, like we can get this under control. But they said they just kept multiplying. And it got to the point where some employees refused to go in the basement of the Chipotle to get ingredients and shit because they were scared they would get attacked. Because, yeah, people got bit. They said it's pure, this is a quote, it's pure chaos every time a rat appears.
Oh, like, insane. I just know I would hate this because it gives me flashbacks to, like, when we were like, kids. I don't know if you were there, but in our dad's shed, he showed us that there was this possum hiding, and it kind of looks like a rat, and it grosses me out so much. Like, little things like that. If I don't know, like, so Pomeranians not, like, kind of look like that, but they're cute because I know what they are. But if I see something like, are they going to bite me? Are they contagious? Like, just leave.
I know. I don't know how they got so big. I don't know if they started out regular and then they just ate all the guac or what they were, the carnitas. I don't know what they were munching on that grew them to that level. Because that's not normal, right?
And then also, if you ate at that Chipotle, chances are a rat was like, nail it / maybe nibbled at the food that you were eating.
The New York Post article said that this isn't the first time that this has happened to the Chipotle. They said there was a rat. There was a Houston Chipotle store where a video leaked of rats falling from the ceiling. That being said, I will still eat at Chipotle because it's so good, but what?
Why is this happening at Chipotle, though? Like, why?
I don't know, but the employees are really pissed because this is the timeline. The first employee was bit by a rat in October. Nobody gave a shit. And the store remained open for at least a month. And guess what made them close it? Not only the computer system, but I guess finally they closed it because the general manager got bit. But he didn't care when the other people were getting bit while getting the tortillas from the basement. It took him getting bit to finally give a shit.
This is what always happens.
I know.
When it happens to the like normal people, I guess you'd say, but they're still people. People don't care, but then when it happens to the big people.
Yeah, the manager gets bit by the cat rat, and now all of a sudden we're shut. And then the employees also said that they're just pissed at Chipotle in general because they're like, yeah, all they care about is us working, and they don't care that like we were in danger. And then Chipotle commented back and said, like, we actually really care, and we love our employees. So, yeah, this is all alleged. Don't sue us, Chipotle, but I just had to share the rat story of the week.
So with things like this, is it, because if I had to guess, I don't think it's the owner of Chipotle's fault or the team of Chipotle. I think it's the person that made that franchise, like that, the franchise of Chipotle. Is that how you call it?
Yeah, I think it might just be the rat's fault.
When someone asked me if you could be any animal, what would it be? I want to be a rat. Like, that sounds fun. I don't care what anyone says, running around, but I know this sounds dumb because you'd probably die right away, But I want to be a city rat, like go in the sewers and just like, I feel like you'd fail so like fails and just be like, yeah, I run this shit.
Can you imagine how those rats felt when they discovered this Chipotle? And first of all, one or two of them were in there and like, okay, apparently they were biting into the avocados, just eating straight up avocados. And then they probably were like, this is amazing. Like I've never felt this full before. And then they brought like a whole community there and like kept banging and having orgies and they just kept multiplying and multiplying. They probably were so excited. Like we're finally going to build like an amazing city here and we have all these food to eat. It's great.
I know they probably were really excited, but so do they end up killing them? Like not to get morbid.
Oh yeah, I didn't talk about that part of the article, but they did say that they've been smashing them and stuff, and they said it's been not in humane ways, and they need to figure out. Like they said, that's why they're mad because they're like, we want to do it in a good way, but like we're just having to resort to like throwing a box of tortillas at them.
I'm not smiling because I'm excited about it. I'm just smiling I guess they could bring them to the sewer nicely, but I honestly don't know the solution. I want PETA to make a solution.
Yeah. Wait, this just brought me back to, didn't we talk about something similar to this on the podcast where monkeys took over a city in Thailand or something?
What the F happened to that? Yeah, we did talk about that.
That's why, like, us humans, we think like, oh, this is my house and stuff, but you never know, like a pack of animals might take it over and like, there's nothing you can really do.
Lucas, we already talked about this. I think we talked about it on the podcast. We remember that one Saturday that you came over and like I asked you, I don't know why it popped up in my mind. I asked like you and our siblings, like if a group of snakes came up and said like, can we start our own society behind the house? And I think most of you guys said like, no, but I was like, we love.
Oh yeah. But also like, yeah, if enough snakes gather, like they would just be like, we're moving here and you'd have to just figure it out.
Yeah, I think we have to prepare for this just because we're going to be on VR sets in the future. We won't know if there's a rat taking over the house. So like, just get ready, guys. I'm not just
How joking. Do you not hear about that more though? Like a pack of gorillas just like break into a house and say like, we aren't leaving. But like, I guess people would obviously just, I'm assuming, shoot them with tranquilizers. But like, why don't you hear about it more where they just break in and say like, boo, like, this is might be your house, but like, I don't follow the law. Like, I don't give a shit if you went through escrow to buy this. Like, I'm living here.
I think what would make them more scary is if they learned our language, like whatever language they are in the world, like they learn that language that those people speak.
That would be scary.
Because if a gorilla walked in and said like, y'all, I'm just gonna take over this house. Like you guys bought it with money, but money's just a fake currency you guys made.
Yeah.
Up,
and then you were saying like you can't come in and it's like you're so selfish, like this house is so big, like you don't need all of this.
I mean, who knows, like maybe gorillas are gonna learn how to attack.
Real quick, we want to shout out one of the sponsors of this podcast, Warby Parker. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. The glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. Sunglasses, progressives, and blue light lenses are also available. We are both actually wearing Warby Parker glasses because even before we were sponsored by them, we used them.
We both got a home try-on kit. It's super easy. You just pick 5 pairs of glasses that you are vibing with. We both got it. And
it's free.
And they send you the box. You get the mailing label. Boom, you bring it to your mailbox and you send it back. And it's
yeah,
easy.
And then you pick one and then you get charged for picking one, you know? They can put it as your prescription and all that. So the glasses I currently have on, I got these like 3 years ago from Warby Parker. But these ones right here, clear. Do they vibe?
They kind of look like the ones I have, except a different style.
I feel like a whole new person.
Yeah, I think you should get those.
Or here's my second option, my second favorite. Sorry if you're on audio, but okay, what ones do you like better?
I think I like these ones better because they look more unique. So these are like a brownish. They kind of look like wood. I like them.
I like the shape of those.
Okay, now the other pair. These ones kind of look like the glasses you have on now.
I like these, but the first option is definitely my pick.
I agree with you.
Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. You can order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. Ships free, and it includes a prepaid return shipping label. You can try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/LucasJacob.
Thank you for sponsoring this episode. We love you, Warby Parker.
Yeah. Also, another thing that happened in New York City was Chanel, the fashion brand, had a fashion show, and only one person attended. And the one person was Bella from Twilight, Kristen Stewart.
Wait, just, no. Why didn't they attend? They were too scared?
She was the only one invited. But that's just so funny. Can you imagine being Bella from Twilight, Kristen effing Stewart? She's someone, Chanel, does a whole fashion show. You're the only attendee. It was a full-blown show, like models walking and everything.
Wait, why was no one else invited? Like what?
I think it was probably because of COVID. And also they were just like, we don't really want anyone besides Kristen Stewart. Like, why would it matter if anyone else came if they're not Kristen?
I want to know why they picked her, because I love her, but I just want to know, like, if they had a friendship, like, the person.
I think they were just like, it really wouldn't matter if anyone else came. They found out. So they said probably next year, like, all of New York Fashion Week will probably just be for Kristen Stewart, because they said it dawned on them that, like, we could have all these other people come, but nothing really matters unless Kristen's there.
I mean, that makes sense. They just are like, it's not the same without her. Like, what is going to do all these shows for her?
I know.
Is there photos of her, Kristen, in the audience?
There is. She's just sitting there, like, not even really smiling. Like, she's just observing the outfits.
I need to go this, because that's so funny. Like, it is funny. Like, that's just funny thing about her being there.
I know. Just, can you imagine if you got an invite to a Chanel fashion show and you're like, this is so cool in and of itself. And then you find out that you're the only person there and they purposely did that. And they made a whole full blown, like, high budget fashion show just for you to watch. Like, they designed all these outfits, but then I would feel pressure, because I would be like, are you expecting me to buy all these? Because I don't think I'm going to drop that kind of money, you know?
Oh yeah. I'm looking at the photos of her and it just is, like, if I was there, I'd feel more pressure, but she must just be used to this shit, because she's just looking at them straight-faced.
I know. It's not even like, oh my God, like, I won a radio sweepstakes. Like, I can't believe Chanel did this. It's kind of just like, oh yeah, like, this outfit looks cool. Like, not that into this one. Or she kind of just also thinking, like, do you think she ever thought during the fashion show, like, when is this going to end? Like, I'm low-key bored.
Oh yeah, because, like, do they last, like, 20 minutes or an hour? I don't know.
I don't know. I've only ever been to one fashion show.
How long did it last?
It was like 10 minutes long. I remember being kind of scared the whole time.
Because if it was like, I just wouldn't know what faces to make.
Yeah, I remember I was there with our older sister and it was a Teen Vogue fashion show or whatever. I remember we were kind of scared because, like, all the lights went so dark and the room was like, you could barely, I'm sure all fashion shows aren't like this, but it was like, you could barely see anything. And, like, these were obviously such tall, like, such skinny models walking down the thing and they all looked so mad and, like, just seemed like the beginning of a nightmare. Or you're getting attacked by a bunch of frail models.
I feel like being a model, like, having that walk is just terrible. Like, I wonder how you get it. Like, I feel like you just need to learn how to be, like, really.
I know. I want to, like, learn about the model walk. Like, is it even real? Or is, like, can anyone do the walk and it's all just made up? Or is there actually, like, a walk that you have to do?
Yeah, because I've tried doing the walk and from my knowledge, it looks like I'm doing the walk, but is it not? Like,
okay, I'm putting this in my video ideas for after the effing pandemic. We're going to New York City and hiring a top model coach, and we're gonna learn the mystery and mythology of the model walk. Is it even real? Can anyone do it? Is it all just about if you're, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with these fashion weeks. So if we went to fashion week, since we wouldn't be invited, I'm assuming. So, like, would we, like, is there a way for, like, people that aren't invited to get into the shows, or is that not a thing?
I'm pretty sure you have to, like, know somebody, right?
Oh, I have to DM Tom Ford. Hey, what's up?
I know. That would be, like, imagine if he was like, I'm going to Fashion Week and you, like, paid so much money to get in all these shows, but then you're just standing, like, so pushed to the back of the room, you know? Because, you know, like, obviously you wouldn't be front row.
Yeah.
But you're just, like, pushed so far to the back and, like, people are standing still in front of you. You're, like, pretty much pancaked to the wall and you're like, why did I even go through all this effort?
Oh, yeah, because there's, like, so squished in there.
That brought me to another video idea I had, and I actually emailed so many talent agencies for this. I wanted to bring Luna to a dog talent agency and find out if she could get into commercials. And I literally emailed all the top dog agencies in LA and no one effing replied and wanted to be in my effing video.
Oh my gosh, I feel like Luna had would still have a good like future in the commercial field, because I
know,
feel like
it's sad though, because I think she might be past her prime. When she was younger, she had the body, the hair, and now she's just, you know, she's older and she's not as active, and I just don't know if her look would be accepted, but I don't know what the beauty standards are.
Yeah, so is it true that, because I know with some dogs, they make bank, but like if you're just like a medium-sized famous dog, I wonder how much money you'd make. If it's like, oh yeah, every other week I have a gig, but like my dog,
I feel like you
gig.
Don't make much.
If you're just
I'm
a
thinking
medium.
About like, I'm thinking about the stuff I've worked on as an actor, and there were dogs on set. Like, I doubt they were getting paid that much, right? Maybe like $300 a day, but then you have to get a gig. You might not get that many gigs even in a month.
Yeah, that's true. So if you want to make the big bucks, you have to like turn into Jif Palm and like have 3 million followers.
Yeah. I think the big bucks probably aren't from a pet, but probably from having a kid and turning them into a reality star, you know?
Oh, maybe not even reality though, a movie star.
Yeah, like Mary-Kate and Ashley's parents, they did it right by putting their toddler. They probably, by like, that's so funny having a toddler and putting it to work, like a literal infant and being like, oh, go yeah. to work.
So I feel like all of these things stem from, like, these parents wanted to do it, but they never did it. So they're like, I'm going to have kids and make them do it. Because it seems like with dancers and stuff, obviously there's some people that like dancing and doing sports. But like, it seems like some people are like forcing their kids to do it from the shows
that I've
watched.
I remember when I used to be in dance for like 5 years, and I went to this dance. It was called like Dance Olympus. It was the summer like thing where like this traveling company taught all the local dancers. And remember, there was an audition to like be part of, I don't even know what it was, but I remember like everyone was so good. And then they had like part of their like dance company was like these 5-year-old girls, and they were all dancing, and they were way better than all of us. And we were teens. And we're being so pissed, because I was like, why didn't our parents like force us into this at like as toddlers, you know?
Oh yeah, because then you could be part of that dance company. So you're the type of kid that would have like loved it though. And been like,
I know, like,
I don't
even wish I was born into like a family that just forced me to work at 6 months old.
maybe it's one of those things that when you're forced into it, you don't like it. But then if like,
I know, I'd probably actually be pissed if I had no childhood. Can you imagine?
Oh yeah, like just dancing every day. Well, I guess like if you were forced though.
Also, that would suck, because then you would never know if you actually liked it. Like, you know what I mean? You'd be like, do I like this just because I was forced into it at 2 months old, or do I actually enjoy it?
Yeah. if I had kids and someone said, you have to force them to do something, like, I don't know what it would be. Like, I don't know, like, what I'd be like, do I want them to be a professional football player?
Oh, yeah. That's, like, a lot to think about. For anyone who's pregnant listening, like, how are you going to make money off your kid, you know?
I know. That's, like, I mean, because you don't need to do, like, child labor. That's illegal, but, like, other ways, you know?
Yeah, it could even just be, like, they're a really good horseback rider, figure skating, gymnastics. Like, well, how are they going to have you retired in 10 years, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, it is so funny, like... Like, it's funny thinking about having a kid that's 5 years old, and like your 5-year-old makes like $500,000 a year. Meanwhile, you make zero.
Oh yeah. And then you're like, well, since I'm bringing you to all the auditions, I guess I have to take $350,000 of that, you know?
Isn't it a thing where like they can take 90 if they wanted to?
Oh yeah. That's the most messed up part, is when I first started doing like acting and stuff, is you have to, in California, you have to get a Coogan account. Cause I guess there was some actor with the last name Coogan who is like totally screwed over by his parents. But so you have to put 10% of your earnings into a Coogan account that your parents can't touch. But yeah, they're allowed to touch the other 90%.
That's crazy that that's a thing.
I know. That's why like our mom and dad stole all my money from the Nickelodeon days.
It was so funny because like
I'm just kidding, guys.
If like, I think it was like 3 years ago when I was like doing those, I literally auditioned for like 2 commercials, but like for some reason with this thing, I had to like get my like counselor to sign it. And it was so awkward because I was like, yeah, I'm going to LA over the summer. And like, it just felt so awkward to me being in that counselor meeting, because I feel like he thought I was being like, yeah, I'm going to be a star and probably not go to school next year. It was just, I just felt awkward.
Wait, why
like
did your counselor have to sign something?
It was something where like the like school, it had to prove that you're in school or something. I don't know. It was, It was just one piece of paper that they had designed, or the school had designed.
Oh.
I don't know.
Bro of the Week segment. This Bro of the Week is Raquel. Take a good look at her.
Hey, Raquel. It's a very special day for Raquel. Well, not today, but it's her birthday. It's a belated birthday, but happy birthday, Raquel.
Yeah, thank you so much for supporting the podcast and the Patreon. If you guys are listening and you ever want to be Bro of the Week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com to find out more details on how to join the sweepstakes.
Yeah.
But the current Bro of the Week, Raquel, she said in this photo she was messing around with makeup. And I gotta say, it looks good. Like, I was shocked when I saw it because the eyebrow is very thick and it connects to the eyeliner. But I think it might be a look.
Yeah, because let's be honest, during quarantine, what are you going to do? She said she did this during quarantine, and this is a good idea. Mess around with makeup.
Yeah. I think the key to makeup is doing a look that shocks people. And this shocks me. Like, if I see you in real life, I would be like, okay, she's not messing around with her looks. She's not trying something basic. She's not trying something boring. She did that.
Yeah. I would want to have a conversation with her and just see what's
110%.
Up. 110%. But happy birthday.
Yeah, happy belated birthday, Raquel, and thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you for being part of our Patreon, and she is the one that messaged us. Like, she was like, I want to be Bro of the Week, and we were like, duff, definitely.
Yeah, you have to be in the top tier to even be eligible, and she was in it, and she was like, listen, I want to be Bro of the Week. You said people haven't been replying. Here I am offering myself. I want to be the mother effing Bro of the Week, and she is. And she's a We said she was a massage therapist, right?
No, we haven't said that. She is a massage therapist.
Yes, yeah, so you're giving people just pleasure every day in their sore back muscles. That is a, you should be proud.
I want to get a massage now. Like, it sounds so satisfying.
I know. Just neck pushed. Like, I love the massages where, like, low-key hurts and you're like, but it's relieving tension and, you
and
know?
I love how, like, you feel creamed up because, like, you're just, like, lotioned.
Oh, yeah. Like, for the next 24 hours, like, your bed will be slimy. Like, everything gets slimed because you're just covered in slime.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't put lotion on my body after showering. Well, I do sometimes, but I used to put on this thick, scented lotion that our mom had because she always did it. And it made me so sweaty and gross, even more sweaty than I already am.
That's one of the worst feelings. Massages are so satisfying, but one of the most unsatisfying feelings is putting on clothes that when your body's all creamed up. Oh, I hate that feeling. Sitting in sweatpants and there's like, when you sit down, you almost feel like a gush because like the cream gushes because it hasn't fully absorbed into your skin.
This is basically the same thing, but I also hate when you aren't working out, so just midday and it's summertime and you're out sweating and it's in your shirt is stuck to your skin. If I'm in a good mood, it makes my mood go down 50 points. And scale of like 100 points.
110%. You just instantly go into a bad mood.
I know. That's why it just is so tough during the summertime. But I also love the summertime. By the way, I was on TikTok the other day. Okay, so I was born in 2001, but I just can't believe there's, like, I don't know, it really just weirded me out. There was this girl who was doing this challenge of songs from 2006, and she would, like, say if she knew the song or not, and she didn't know any of the songs. She must have been, like, 12 or something, but it was in my For You page, and I was like, I can't believe, like, you don't know what was one of the songs. Like I think one of the songs was a Rihanna song. I can't. But I was like, how don't you? It was just crazy to me. Like, obviously, I can't.
That's crazy. That's crazy that, like, we're probably only, like, 5 years away from the teens being like, what the hell's Hannah Montana? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just can't believe, like, well, I guess it obviously happens to everyone, but I just can't believe, like, there's going to be a day where people are going to be like, it's so weird. Like, I've never heard Gimme More by Britney Spears, and it's so weird because I feel like I've heard that, like, since I was little, so it's aware that people won't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, can you imagine, like, in 15 years, like, the teens will, like, try to be indie and be like, yeah, I watch Mean Girls. It's like a vintage movie or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And Clueless, too.
Well, that I feel like that already is. Like, I almost felt like when I was like 5 years ago, like saying I liked Clueless, like I almost felt kind of cool being like, yeah, I've heard of it. Like, you haven't?
Oh yeah, you allied because once I was at like this vintage movie theater where they only play old movies. And Clueless was one of them. So I guess that, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
But I do have a game to replace the other game. Yeah, I'm so sad that we can't do the song one, but I do have a game. I'm part of this Reddit. Well, I'm not part of a group. Anyone can join it. But it's called Eat Sandwiches. It's a Reddit okay. where I just... It's because I joined... So first of all, Lucas introduced me to Shitty Food Porn, which is a great Reddit.
Oh, it just yeah.
Yeah. And then I joined... one that was actual food porn. So it wasn't shitty. It was just good food. And then I joined food. And then Eat Sandwiches came up. And I was like, I'm going to join it because sandwiches are good.
And you just uploaded a video today about sandwiches. So I was like, that might be your new thing. Sandwich boy.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, I did upload a video about sandwiches.
Did you find the recipe in your video today from the sandwich subreddit?
No, I actually just made up that recipe because I'm just such
a freestyle.
Unique. Yeah, I freestyled that shit. So basically, this is just a subreddit where people are just sandwich experts and they just post their like, these are extreme sandwiches. Like, they aren't just like the baby ones. Not that babies
they're like,
are.
They're the ones that low-key hurt your mouth when you have to open it so wide to bite it or what?
Yeah. Well, not only, I would say these are the sandwiches where, like, you're in, like, an indie downtown area, and, like that's what they reminded me of, at least.
Oh,
like, those
okay.
indie sandwiches that are, like, kind of, like, have avocado, and then, like, this weird fruit that you don't even know that's from another country that
oh,
costs, like,
yeah, or, like, that sort of grass material where it, like, is literally nobody likes the taste of it, but it's this weird, crunchy grass shit, but you just have to
sprouts.
Pretend you like it because you're at, like, a fancy sandwich shop.
Yeah, that's the energy, exactly.
I just got a flashback to walking into Mendocino Farms in LA. Me and you were excited to get these healthy-ass sandwiches, and it just reeked of fecal matter for some reason.
Oh, yeah, I feel like they took the farm aesthetic too far. They literally got cow manure and put it in the restaurant.
I know, I was like, I get that we're supposed to feel like we're on a farm, but I don't want to smell cow shit while I'm eating it, but I get the aesthetic, and it kind of annoys me too. They don't even have Diet Coke. You have to get like some weird Coke they made. It's like, come on, sis. Like, I want some DC.
Oh, yeah. They have, like, those Diet Cokes, but they're, like, not as good.
Yeah, it's made of, like, natural flavors, and it doesn't, like, burn your stomach and ruin your body or whatever.
Yeah. There's so many, like, sparkling sodas. So, like, the first one I think I found about was LaCroix, but there was like so many other ones. I want to try all of them. Like they're like healthy sparkling sodas, and honestly, like
oh my god, new ranking video on Jacob Crook.
Oh yeah, subscribe for that. Okay, so just so everyone gets a preface, a sandwich is an item of food consisting of two pieces of bread with meat, cheese, or other filling between them. Eaten as a light meal. It's not a meal. Well, these people are eating them for meals, but this is, it's supposed to be a light meal.
I love explaining what a sandwich is to everyone.
I just really wanted to get the idea across because I feel like some people might be thinking of something that you aren't supposed to.
I do low-key agree that though, that like sandwiches, they can be a meal, but you know, it doesn't ever hit as hard as you want it to. You might be left a little bit unsatisfied, a little bit hungry.
Yeah, like, even if it's, like, a filled sandwich, I still am hungry, like, 2 hours later. But maybe that's normal. It's normal, probably. Okay, so basically the game is, would you eat this sandwich? Because I tried to find sandwiches that were kind of, like, weird. I only did a few because I don't want to gross people out.
Okay, I'm down to hear these. But this is from, like, this is from an actual subreddit where they're actually trying, right? It isn't, like, shitty food porn where it's a joke.
Yeah, so most of them that I found are, like, sandwiches that look, like, intense.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the first sandwich, would you eat it? Fried mortadella. Let me do a quick fact. I didn't know what that was, but
what
mortadella.
What the hell is mortadella?
Mortadella is a large Italian sausage or luncheon meat made for finely hashed or ground heat-cured pork.
Sounds good.
And then American cheese, shredded, which I think is just shredded lettuce, sweet heat pickles, Calabrian chili mayo on a homemade bun. Let's keep in mind that I don't even know what most of that is. Do you?
I would eat that. Salami is so good. And then this chili mayo with shredded. I've never heard anyone say that. Shredded. If I was at any restaurant and they had the word shredded, I would buy it immediately because I'd be like, wow, you really did that. You saved this time and not having to read shredded lettuce.
I feel so bad because I'm the only person that can see the photos. Like when I'm looking at, I am the only one who can see this.
Why? Is it gross or something looking?
It just, no, it looks so good and like you guys don't get to experience
oh,
it.
Oh yeah. Well, obviously I would eat that one. You would too, right?
Yeah, I'd eat it, but the meat kind, I want to like know more about it.
Salami hits though. So anything, if it's any form of salami, then.
That's true. Okay. The next one is, they titled this post, monstrosity of a breakfast Sammy for dinner. First of all, I don't like the word Sammy for some reason. But yeah. Basically, would you eat it? The sandwich has everything on it, and it's a breakfast sandwich. So we don't even really know what's on it. They don't say. But would you eat a breakfast sandwich that is ducked the F out?
For sure. But like you said, Sammy would throw me off a bit. Because I'd be like, I don't know. I just don't like how you're trying to pretend all casual with it.
Yeah, I decided that I would eat this, but only if I was in the mood. It doesn't sit right with me.
I would for sure eat it, though. Like, breakfast burritos are so good, so that in a sandwich form is obviously going to be amazing.
That's true. I guess it would be the same as a breakfast burrito, but sandwich.
Whole Foods breakfast burritos for everyone out there. Those are so good. You just have to ask for the breakfast burrito. I don't know what's all in it, but it's just so stuffed and like, I've eaten those at 7 o'clock before and you're full till like 4 because I've eaten them on days where I had a plane to take. So I'd eat them really early in the morning and like I would be fine until I landed like 6 hours later.
Oh yeah. Like you can't go back to the mini McDonald's ones anymore.
Oh yeah. It's like your full day of calories in one tortilla.
Yeah. Okay. The next one, this one isn't really bougie, but I'm still going to put it in. A homemade chicken tender melt. It looks like it just is chicken tenders and melted cheese on a lightly toasted white bread.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, to me, I stan. It looks like homey, which I like. It's a homey sandwich.
Chicken tenders and anything. I will gobble me, swallow me.
Oh, yeah, this is basically gobble me, swallow me. So the next one is gonna make us mad, but I'm gonna say it. Tuna salad Sammy with some guac.
I've tried that and it's not good.
You've tried what?
I tried because I was like, I'm going to start incorporating tuna into my diet for the healthy fat fish, fatty acids that are good for your brain, fish oil. So I found this recipe, mix guac with tuna. And then I remember putting it on the sandwich and this being like, oh, like I can't eat it.
So my thing is I like tuna salad. I stan, but I don't like the guac pout.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be like a better version of tuna salad because tuna salad is basically just tuna and mayonnaise. So they're like, oh, let's swap out the mayo with guac. So it's like healthy fats. And yeah, it was also just green, obviously, which was very off-putting.
Oh, yeah. And I kind of have a bad relationship with tuna too a little bit because for like a week I ate this tuna pasta that because I was like, I went to the gym to like lift that, like during that time. And I was like, I'm going to eat so much protein. And it just grossed me out. Every day I ate it, but I still ate it. I didn't make it right. Like you need to make
tuna mouth. You just suffer with tuna mouth.
I know. Like if you just, you're straight for that moment.
Tuna breath.
okay. Mine, I'd actually gobble me, swallow me for this one. I'm sorry. To disagree.
For the tuna one?
Yeah.
Oh, you just said that you thought it looked gross though.
No, like tuna does. I like tuna's salad. Like if it's made from a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, or fat, whatever.
Yeah, it probably just would be better if a restaurant made it.
Yeah. Pulled pork sliders, king Hawaiian rolls, spicy slaw, and heavy vinegar barbecue sauce. Would you slam?
These all sound great.
Yeah, I'd slam this. I'm just laughing because it sounds so Southern. And I just thought
for some reason
funny.
I thought before you did this game it was gonna be like questionable things like sardine.
I tried to
something.
Find Oh yeah, I tried to find something like that, but most of them are kinda like I will admit they're kinda basic, but still like I've never had spicy slaw. I don't know what that is.
Oh, slaw is good. I've had it before. It's so slaw. Good. I think it's just coleslaw, but you take out the word cole, I think.
Oh, yeah. It just sounds more cool.
Yeah, slaw.
Homemade egg salad on toasted homemade sourdough with lettuce and tomato with a sprinkle of salt and pepper.
100% gobble me, swallow me.
Yeah, I would gobble me, swallow me, but I think the person that made this post kind of has an attitude with homemade. Like, you don't need to prove anything to me.
Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, they're trying to really, really do it, you know?
Okay, so we'd both gobble me, swallow me. The next one. So I know some of you guys won't understand some of the lingo I use. Ham, salami, chorizo, cream cheese, and pickles on ciabatta. I don't even know what that is either. Ciabatta. It's a type of bread.
I've heard of it because I've eaten in a lot of restaurants.
Would you eat it? Is it good?
For sure. Oh yeah, it's so good. Just like the texture. Just kidding, I don't really know what it looks like, but I know I've seen it.
It reminds me of Panera bread.
Ew, there's a piece of goo on my AirPods.
Goo? Airwax.
Yeah.
Say airwax, not goo.
I don't know what it was.
I'd gobble me, swallow me. It looks good. It sounds good. I haven't had anything like it, so I'd gobble me, swallow me.
All right.
I'd do the sandwich. Now we have a fashion update, though.
Just What's a little the fashion update?
So, yeah. So, just to give a little background, do you know how I'd say 7 years ago, Champion was just like, was just a Walmart brand? It was just like, oh, I just bought it from Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
But then it turned into this thing where you go to Urban Outfitters and a Champion sweatshirt is like $100 or $80.
Oh, so, yeah. How did that happen? I don't understand.
From my knowledge, I think Champion has like two sides. I think it has like the bougie side. And then I think if you go to Walmart, you can still get Champion sweatshirts. It just isn't as like good fabric, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay.
But okay. So now my guess is that the North Face. So just to preface this, the North Face, the brand is like, I'm pretty sure it's like, it's like kind of expensive anyway. Like it was always kind of expensive, right? Isn't it kind of like,
oh yeah, I have a North Face coat, not trying to brag. And I think it was like 200.
Yeah. So I think the North Face, like, is just, it's like kind of it's like an expensive brand. So on Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson was wearing a sweatshirt that had just the big North Face logo on it. And Pete Davidson kind of is a fashion person a little bit. So I'm just going to call it, guys. Well, this isn't me being psychic. I'm just saying that I'm a fashion expert and I know what's going to happen. Do you agree with me? But I'm going to say, I think North Face sweatshirts, I just say the North Face. I don't know if this is already a thing. I haven't looked, but I feel like it's going to become the new trend. Like, do you have a North Face sweatshirt? Like, it's already a big store, but I just mean, like, it's going to be a trend with, like, the youngsters.
Oh, okay. North Face is on the rise. So, basically, you're telling the bros, if they want to be ahead of the trend, buy it now. The prices are going to go up.
Well, I just think, like, I don't know if they sell it in Urban Outfitters, but I just think it's going to become, like, one of, like, they're going to make another version of the North Face for, like, indie people. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, obviously. For sure. I already have a North Face coat, so I'm set.
Oh, yeah. Do you think it's going to happen, though? Like, do you think in a few months or something, like, it's going to be
Could so see that happening. But then again, like, yeah, because I think I used to see people wear those sweaters, so I could see it coming back. It's the same with, like, Gap sweaters. Like, aren't those coming back, too?
Oh, yeah, those are, yeah, they're coming back.
Yeah, so anything that you used to see people wear, like, over 10 years ago, then it's going to come back.
Yeah, I'm trying to save you guys a dime because right now they're probably like 60 or 80 for a sweatshirt. But in a year's time, you're going to go to Urban Outfitters or Louis Vuitton. They're going to have a Louis Vuitton X North Face and it's going to be $4,000. So save your coins.
I want there to be a time where like Abercrombie, Aeropostale, American Eagle, and Hollister all come back full force. Like the old shirts that literally just say the brand Hollister or American Eagle or Aeropostale. Like I want that to come back and you know it will.
Oh, yeah, it will sometime for sure.
You know, people are going to be like, oh, I miss the 2008 era of clothing.
Yeah, I think that will happen in like 5 years' time.
That'll be cool. Like, oh my God, back to the preppy Hollister days.
I know. I just, yeah, all those all those tea shows. Well, I think El Paso went out of business, though.
But they can come back for the trend.
Yeah, that's true. Make a few tea shots.
Do you want to hear bad news?
What?
JoJo Siwa got dumped.
She was dating someone?
Yeah, I saw this news and I just felt like I had to share it with you guys. And she had the quote, I don't know if she got dumped, actually. They broke up. We don't know who did who, who broke up with who. But she did say, I'm single as a Pringle right now. But Mark and I did break up. We were together for 3 months, and it was great. We had fun. We drove through Taco Bell, I think 450 times. We had some really fun nights. We never actually had any hard times, .. So it just brings her fans, such as me, to think, well, what happened? Because it sounds like it was all great, and now the couple and the sweetheart couple of America has broken up.
So was this like a public relationship? Because I did know she was dating someone, but it wasn't like she didn't post photos with them all the time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I was kind of shocked when I saw it because I was like, wait, she's dating someone? Because you think she would be just making the boyfriend tag, all that stuff.
Yeah, because like, okay, when you first said it, I was like, wait, does she have a boyfriend? But then I kind of remember her like hailing or somewhere that she does have a boyfriend. I don't know where, but somewhere.
So what's your advice to her?
I feel like it wasn't that serious. Like, I feel like it was more, this is just me guessing. I feel like it was more of like a friendship. Like, it wasn't full on like dating, whatever that means. So I just feel like, I hope you get butter, JoJo.
Do you have any inside info? Because you guys used to Snapchat.
No, I don't know anything.
Okay.
It's so funny. Like,
I thought I would just ask, though, just for the bros, in case you had some inside scoop.
If I'm, if like one of us is friends with, like, okay, like goes to one event where like Miley Cyrus is there for the rest of your life. Like, yeah, like she added me on Instagram. So like, what's like, do you have an inside scoop on what happened with her and like this person?
Wait, since you have a video of you and JoJo Siwa online together, I mean, so do I on my channel, but could you, if you wanted, could you like call TMZ and be like, I'm an insider, like, what do you want to know about it?
I haven't thought about this with me, but like I've thought about it with other people, and I feel like you get away with it. Like, people would believe
you. Like, whenever something happens with a, like, someone high profile, there'll always be all these articles saying inside sources say, or somebody close to the source, but we never, like, could anyone qualify as that?
I would be mad if I found out that someone, okay, fast forward 20 years, something happens with someone, and I found out that the insider that told them this was someone that hung out with them, filmed a video with them 20 years ago. It's like, who, how would you know? You making this, pulling this out of your ass. Like,
that probably is what it is, though.
They need more reliable sources, like, hung out with them within the last month.
But if you're going through a breakup right now listening to this, just know that JoJo Siwa also deals with that. So
I wonder
I don't know if that makes you feel better, but
I wonder why they broke up. I just like I wonder if it was serious, because maybe it was serious. I don't know.
I think it was. Like, they were planning on like getting married and stuff.
Getting married.
They might.
Yeah. Well, I saw that she was in a Meghan Trainor music video.
Do you think that's why they broke up?
Maybe he was like, I want to hang out with you that day.
And she was like, oh, yeah, that's probably what it was. Like, he wanted to just, like, go to Applebee's and, like, you know, do the normal things couples do, like, ride the Ferris wheel by the ocean and stuff. But she was like, listen, like, I'm running a whole business, so. And he's just like, well, if you don't have enough time for me, then, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was just kind of a thing where, like, she was making the checks and he wanted to fuck up a check.
Yeah, that's that they had different mindsets. And I know you guys are really excited we're talking about this, and I just want you to know, for the next 3 episodes we'll be like really like diving deep into the relationship and just figuring out, because it's really important, and I know you guys all want to know.
Yeah, but I hope we're the best for you, JoJo. If you're not listening, but you know, just good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes all around, sis.
There was an iCarly reboot. People emailed us and wanted us to talk about it, so my questions for this iCarly reboot out, is it going to be a kid's show still, or is it going to be adultified? What do you think?
I think it's been confirmed it's going to be adult.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, because I follow Jerry Trainer on Twitter, and he retweeted the showrunner, and the showrunner said, I can't believe that I finally get to announce, like, we're going to bring iCarly for adults to fruition.
Oh, so is it what I'm just assuming? Like, is Nickelodeon, like, making their own streaming network, and this is going to be one of the big shows?
It's Paramount. So Viacom owns all of those, like, MTV, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, Paramount. And then I think they're making their own streaming service called Paramount Plus or something. So it's going to be on there. I'm actually so excited. I feel like it'll be so good.
Yeah. So I used to think that we were saving money with streaming services because it's way cheaper than getting, like, DirecTV or whatever. But at this point, we have, like, 10 different ones. So it adds up to the same amount.
I know. Like, when will they just cancel TV, do you think? Because it's getting to the point where, like, all the new cool shows are on streaming services. Even, like, iCarly, for example, like, they could just bring it to regular TV, but they're choosing to bring it to the streaming service. So I feel like, when will TV just be canceled? Like, when are they just going to be like, okay, cable's over, and, like, it's all going to be on our streaming platforms?
And then another example is Keeping Up with the Kardashians is going to Hulu.
Yeah, so literally everyone wants to be on a streamer. It's all about the streaming.
Hulu, right?
Yeah.
So I think what's going to happen is they're going to keep TV, but it will mostly just be news and football games, basketball games.
Yeah, maybe they'll, like, cancel TV and, like, you won't really have to pay for it. Maybe you'll pay, like, $5 a month. So, yeah, just get your basic local channels and maybe a few football channels. And that's
yeah, but at the same time, like, okay, the thing that I watch on TV is Bravo. Like, if this does happen, Bravo needs to join, like, Hulu or something and just be part of Hulu.
Well, I think Peacock is the NBC one, which owns Bravo, so they would just probably move to that.
So then I had to buy Peacock for $10.99.
But then again, maybe it would be the same amount, because isn't TV, like, kind of expensive anyway to, like, actually have all these channels? Isn't it, like, $80 to $100 a month?
Yeah, so when you think about it, like, we're still getting a good deal. It would be, like, around, if we got every single streaming platform, it'd be, like, around the same price.
Because you think about, like, TV, like, when is the last time you ever looked through the guide? I'm not kidding. I don't think I've done that for at least, like, 4 years.
No, I've seen, like, our dad do it, but other than that, like...
Last time I did it was the presidential election.
Well, I do watch, like, HGTV sometimes on TV, because I just want to see, like... That's why I want TV to always be a thing. It's just because, like, sometimes at 11 o'clock, I just want to turn on HGTV. Like, that's the only annoying thing about streaming services.
Wait, do you actually have to pick that?
Well, like, because our mom sometimes watches HGTV, so I'm just like, I want
to... Well, I guess she would just go to the app and watch it.
But you know how, like, you get bombarded with all these other things, and it's like, what do I choose?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, just can't believe... That actually is so weird. Because remember, you always used to be on the TV guide, like, scrolling up and down, like, what's on right now? But, like, I never, ever just, like, scroll through the guide and be like, I'm just going to watch something that's on right now. Like, I would never do that. Ever.
Yeah. Streaming platforms are taking over. I actually... Yeah, I just... And I don't think there's not enough room for other streaming platforms. I think, like, there's so much room. Like, I feel like if you're a streaming platform and, like, you think... There's not enough room. I feel like people are down to spend money if there's good content.
Yeah. 100.
So, yeah, I wonder what... That's crazy, though. That iCarly's getting a reboot. I'm excited to see it.
Well, with that, we're going to go. Thank you so much, Bro Show Bros. The bros are signing out. And thank you for tuning into another episode.
Yeah, thanks for listening. If you want to follow us, the links will be below, and
you can join our Patreon at lucasandjacob.com. That is how you can become the bro of the week in the future.
Yeah, and don't forget to look at the Walmart smiley face once a day. The yellow Walmart smiley face really lightens your day.
That's always some good advice. Bye.
Bye. See you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.